Born to Rock by Gordon Corman for Leo Francis Corman. Born to Rock, April 17th, 2005. Prologue. The thing about a cavity search is this. It has nothing to do with the dentist. If only it did. They can give it polite names like additional inspection or supplemental investigation. But the fact is, you're bent over, grabbing your ankles, while some total stranger has his fingers in a very private place where nobody should be rummaging around. Don't get me wrong, it doesn't scar you for life. You don't suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. But no one who has been through it is ever quite the same again. The experience is just big. I'll even go further than that. There are two kinds of people in this world, those who have had a cavity search and those who haven't. This is the story of how I wound up in the wrong category. It's the story of other things, too. A cavity search, while excruciatingly memorable, doesn't actually define who you turn out to be. When I was president of my high school's Young Republicans, accepted to Harvard, and on a fast track to a six-figure income, I believed that we are masters of our own fate. Now I know that just the opposite is probably true. You are the sum of what happens to you, a pinball bouncing from bumper to bumper, hoping the impact of the flippers won't hurt much. That theory, how I came up with it anyway, turned out to be all part of my inexorable journey to that little room the Cleveland PD called Exam 3.